Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Breakthrough with your host, Susan Turnbull. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen as Susan and her guests inform, enlighten, and inspire you to find your own breakthrough moments. If you have a question you would like to ask, please call 1-877-296-0345. Transformational Life Coach Susan Turnbull is available for breakthrough coaching sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.susanturnbullbeliefscoaching.com.
Hello, and welcome to another airing of Breakthrough. Today is in the future. It is my intention to teach, enlighten, inform, educate, and inspire you so that you might hear one thing that will help you find your own breakthrough moment. You know, there have been a lot of times in my life that things have popped in, and it is something that is been brought into my awareness, and it keeps coming back and coming back that says, Susan, this is something you have to do. This is another part of who you are. You don't even know what it is. And as I look back on those things, I've come to realize that it continued to build the foundation of the work that I do today. And the first time this occurred was, it was right after the passing of my father. He had a terminal illness, and I took care of him for just about 2 years. And right after he passed away, there was some information that came into my view on something called biokinesiology. Now, there are many forms of this, but it was a very intensive certification process whereby you use muscle testing to access information that's buried in the subconscious mind and in the cellular level of your body as far as where you are stuck with emotions. And I lost my mom in 89, went through a divorce in 92, and now I'd lost my father. There were definitely some things that needed to be cleared. And looking back, what I discovered about this was that process gave me the very foundation of understanding of the direct link between emotions and energy and how they work in our lives and play out in our lives. And the second time something came up into my awareness was the coaching industry itself. And that was, I had already been doing it. Now there was a label for it. And so I entered into that arena. Most recently, been coaching many years, I guess about a year and a half ago, something else popped into my awareness. I saw it. It resonated with me, but I didn't act on it. But it kept coming up, and it kept coming up, and it kept coming up until I said, you know, this is the next step, and it's called the Human Design System. So about, a year and a half ago, it is a very long process. It's a very complex process to learn. I was blessed to have a teacher by the name of Karen Curry, who is just the most beautiful, loving spirit and consummate teacher that opened me up to the world of human design. And this is what I want to share with all of you today. I'm going to introduce you to the human design system and the importance that it plays in everyone's personal life. And hopefully, for some of you, give you insight to things that you might recognize about yourself, some feelings or behaviors that you said, you know, there's something wrong with me. People might be calling you flighty, or you never finish anything you start. We grow up in a society, and I say we, those of us in the U.S. and Canada and many other parts of the world, grow up with almost a cookie-cutter expectation of the evolution of who you should be. and we're children, and we're taught responsibility, and we maybe find out we get into music or academics or maybe even athletics, but there's an expectation of all of us. We go on to higher learning, we get a college degree, and we go out into the work world, and we become successful, whatever that means, but there's an expectation of even what that means. And so we go out there with these expectations, and all of a sudden, those of us that are out there that aren't designed to follow that path in a particular way discover that maybe we're very, very good at starting things, but we never finish them. And there's a reason for that. Or maybe we have a very, very difficult time in the process of even getting started with something. But it's very easy for us to finish projects for other people. But society frowns on this, and they start making you feel bad, and you're told you're flighty, and you're lazy, and you're this, and you're that. We start adopting these beliefs and adopting these behaviors as a part of who we are, making us feel bad. Well, one of the things about human design that I discovered and that I love so much is, number one, first and foremost, there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with any of us. And what I want to talk to you today is about the human design system and how that might apply to your life in making life a lot easier. Now, I use the human design system almost with every belief assessment coaching session I do now. I pull up a human design chart. And why I do that is because sometimes as I'm going through the assessments, what I discover is that it is not a belief, it's actually a part of their human design. And if that's the case, we work in that arena. But if the belief that I see in front of me is not a part of that human design chart, then it is actually something that we need to go to work to work on. The human design system is also called the instruction manual for your life. It is a process by which, when you learn what your type is and the strategy for living that type, makes life so much easier. And I'll explain about that a little bit further into the process. The human design system is a new way of looking at yourself. It's a system that gives you the opportunity to see the beauty and magnificence of who you truly are, the authentic part of you. It's not about changing anything about you. It's giving you a tool to journey back into a deeper understanding of what your gifts are, what drives you, what your strengths are, your wisdom, and your vulnerabilities. Now, many human design clients say to those of us that are human design specialists that after getting a full human design analysis, they feel this huge sense of relief. It's very commonplace for people to share that once they meet up with their human design, they come to understand that the things they thought were wrong, the things that they had struggled with, are simply a part of who they are. But something else very magical happens. When you understand that all 7 billion of us on this planet are a part of these 5 energy types, these 5 human design types, something very magical also takes place. Maybe there's someone in your life that you've been judging for how they are, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, maybe this is who they were designed to be. And it allows you the opportunity to remove a lot of that judgment and relax into that and just be happy and appreciative of who you are and appreciative of who they are. Now, according to the human design system, there are energies, and I mentioned this a little earlier, that some people carry, giving them the impetus to start things, but not necessarily the energy to finish things. And there are others who were designed to carry the energy of finishing things, but not necessarily to start things. And you can see that a person might get a lot of judgment for not getting things done, or struggling to start something. If that is not the energy that you have consistent access to, and you make yourself do it anyway, you're eventually going to burn out and collapse. It's not uncommon for many clients between the ages of 40 and 50 to actually burn out and what we call hit the proverbial wall after trying to do so many things that were not in their nature. Many people experience a midlife crisis, sometimes a full physical and emotional breakdown. They get extremely tired of trying to be someone or something that they are not. And it's not uncommon for someone who was not designed to be a certain way, and they are attempting to according to societal standards, it's not uncommon to have such situations like chronic fatigue syndrome or Epstein-Barr, something really debilitating that absolutely causes them to just drop out of life. Every energy in the human design system has very specific beauty. We need people who start things. We need people to finish things. They make great entrepreneurs and consultants. All energies are complementary. We are designed to connect and to relate collectively. When you do not have consistent access to a certain kind of energy, you are literally electromagnetically drawn to the people that have complementary energies. For example, people who have the energy of starting things are always attracted to people who have the energy of finishing things. They make a powerful team when they understand themselves and their partner. And I chuckled one time during a class when I discovered there's actually a channel in the body graph that's complementary, because there's some people that are destined to have the money channel, the money gate, and along that same channel are people who are designed to spend it. And that can be quite comical if you stop and think about it. And I remembered looking at a particular gate or channel in the body graph with a person who is so completely designed to be someone that has routine in their life. They eat breakfast every day at a certain time. They drive the same route. They even have sex the same time every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. And I remembered laughing and saying, please do not allow me to attract a person with this channel here, but this money-making channel, absolutely, let's go for it. So complementary energies are always, always in the works here with everyone that you meet and everyone that you come into contact with. Having a deeper understanding of yourself and others can set you free from being victimized by old self-defeating patterns of thinking and the judgment of others. When you understand yourself, then you can make choices about your life that are in alignment with your authentic nature. When you work with your true nature, then your life becomes much smoother ride. And you get to live out that beauty of the mythology of your true self. This is why I love working with this system alongside the belief assessments, because it allows me the opportunity to see what needs to be transcended and shifted because it was never designed to be there in the first place, and what was designed to be there through that person's authentic human design chart. One of the favorite stories that came out of Karen's teachings was that she did a reading for a 45-year-old man that was having a really tough time at work. And I love this analogy as to how powerful this work is. And he worked for a large international-based oil company and had just been demoted and fined for not following through on a project management job. Well, it turns out that this man had the energy for starting things, but not for finishing them. So working on project management was the absolute worst place that this man could have been. So once he understood his design and better understood the possibilities of what he could do and gained an understanding of his true nature, he was asked to be moved to a project startup instead of management. Very soon found that working in a job that was in alignment with his true nature was pure joy for him, And to this day, many years later, he's doing the work he loves and getting paid very well for it. Have you ever wondered what makes you so special and unique from the other people around you? The Human Design System is a synthesis of ancient wisdom and modern science that can help you understand the beauty and the power of who you really are. Now, the Human Design System is a relatively new system of personality analysis that combines the elements of Eastern and Western astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Kabbalah, the Hindu chakra system, and modern quantum physics. Your personal Human Design chart, calculated from your birth data, gives you very specific knowledge about your personality traits, your health, your personal psychology, your talents, your wisdom, and your vulnerabilities. In spite of the Human Design's metaphysical origins, the system shows an uncanny accuracy in describing the personality traits of individuals. And for this reason, scientists have worked very hard over the last few years, to validate this system. In April of 2000, social scientist and psychotherapist Dr. Eleanor Haspel-Portner statistically validated some central aspects of the Human Design System. Dr. Haspel-Portner and her husband, Dr. Marvin Portner, continue to work to prove the scientific validity and the value of human design analysis for applications in modern medicine, psychotherapy, and personal coaching. And they continue to discover new aspects of the system and new applications for the human design, for healing, and personal growth. Now I want to get into talking to you about the five types. The easiest way to begin benefiting from human design is to know what your type is and to follow the strategy for that type. In the human design system, there are five personality types, each with a unique strategy for making decisions. Knowing your type can help you develop confidence and trust in your capacity to make reliable decisions for yourself. Now, these five types are called the manifester, the manifesting generator, the projector, and the reflector. Each type has a different role to play when interacting with others in the world. The first type is called the manifester, and approximately 8% of all people in the world are manifestors. They can initiate action without waiting. Manifestors are energy beings that possess tremendous initiating power, but they have to use their power carefully or risk angering others. Their purpose in this life is to initiate action. If a manifester decides to start a business, for example, all they have to do is decide on the right timing and then just do it. All of the other types have to wait before they can take action. Now, in spite of the fact that most of us think we would love to be a manifester, being a manifester can have its own challenges. Manifestors have struggled to learn to use their power appropriately and may be conditioned to hide their power or even suppress it. They must learn how to channel their energy properly or they will face tremendous resistance in life. Properly channeled, manifesting energy often gives the other four types something to respond to. The generator and the manifesting generator. These two groups actually comprise 67% of the population. These two types are the only two types who possess a special energy center called the sacral center. For both the manifesting generator and the generator, the most important thing in life is finding the right work. If a manifesting generator or a generator is not working in their right job, they will burn out. When these two types find the correct work, their sacral center supplies them with a virtually inexhaustible source of energy. Now, I personally am a generator, and I know being in the right work that I am, I have to literally shut my computer off and stop, and it takes me a while to wind down. We have a caller here in chat, and she asked, how long does it take to get a human design chart done? I will quickly say that I'm going to mention this at the end. you can go to my website and have a chart done, and I will happily send your chart to you, and we can discuss how to get a human design session done. And I will mention more about that at the end of the call today. If I want to get back to manifesting generators or generators. We can experience deep frustration if we try to initiate things. Remember, the manifestor is the only design and the only type that is designed to initiate. Now, this was the hardest thing for me to get and to understand. As a generator, but as an independent and a single mom, I have to initiate. I have to come up with ideas. I got to go get it done. What's the Nike expression? Just go do it. And I was. Won a few, and I lost a few. And that's because our two types need to wait to respond to something in my outer reality. This is extremely challenging, but I've learned to do it, and my life is flowing a lot easier. I have another question here. I have been having bad luck in money and relationships my whole life. Which type am I? I cannot tell you what type you are because I need your birth information. It's not a matter of looking about money issues. Every single human design type could have money issues. It's not about which type has them and which type doesn't. It's about taking a look at the possibility within your chart as to why. And again, I'll talk to you about getting your personal chart done at the end of this call. And thank you for the question. So getting back to generators and manifesting generators, my energy or generator's energy field communicates to the world that I need something to respond to. So what does that mean? Even though these two types are similar and how they must wait to respond in order to make decisions, there are some interesting differences between them. Manifesting generators have some of the energy characteristics of manifestors. They tend to respond more quickly to situations than a pure generator. Manifesting generators may also have to test drive their response that come to them in order to see if they are correct. Because of this characteristic of trying out responses, manifesting generators can seem as though they are changing their minds frequently, and they're ostracized for it, but it's in their nature. It is who they are. Pure generators, like I am, act more deliberately when they respond, and they usually know what's correct for them to do without having to try it first, and they are correct. It's just like even finding the human design system. I know what I know what I know, and this is correct for me. Now, some of the talking about the ability to respond, a quick analogy on that is, let's say I come up with an idea for a workshop, and I go out and I market it, and I get a room, and I spend a lot of money and time and energy, and here comes the workshop, and I have two people show up. As opposed to coming up with an idea of a workshop, maybe, and a friend going, you know what, Susan, that would be a dynamite workshop for you, and or seeing a billboard or an email or something in my outer reality that says to me, ah, I should do that workshop. So now something has shown up in my outer reality. I now have something to respond to. So I market it. I get the room. I get the drinks and set a time and a date. And guess what? Standing room only. All because I waited to respond. The projector, the fourth type in the personality, about 24% of the population. Projectors can become the natural managers and leaders of the world. They do not carry the energy in their own personal energy field, but take in the energy of others and manage it. Now, as opposed to me, the generator, giving something to respond to, projectors on the most important decisions in their life, career, mate, geographical location, and career must wait to be recognized and invited into the major events in their life, such as love relationships, as I just said, career, the right place to live. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't need to wait to be invited to go to the grocery store or pay bills, but the major decisions in your life, if you're a projector, you must be invited into. And once you're there, you don't need to go through that process again. I was amazed to find out that Steven Spielberg was a projector. Now, if an invitation feels good for a projector and he or she accepts it, they channel an enormous amount of energy into that project, into that event, into the career, the relationship. And it's easy for them to then manage others and the world around them. Projectors, for all their wisdom, can have a very frustrating and debilitating life if they try to push themselves and initiate action. A projector just cannot do it. And if they try to initiate, like a generator manifestor, they will burn out very quickly. And they are often, by society, called lazy. And they're not. The challenge for the projector is to trust that the right invitations come along. These are non-energy types. They cannot work with this unending energy and must learn to work with their energy centers. Many projectors are magnetic, charismatic recipients of amazing invitations. Ringo Starr was invited into the Beatles, John F. Kennedy, Paul McCartney. The reflectors are the rarest of all types. Less than 1% of the people are reflectors. They are here to mirror or reflect the health of the community around them. And the reflector is extremely open to all kinds of energy. The reflector takes energy in from the world around them, deep into their own energy system, and then reflect it back out. So if you're a reflector and you're happy, then where you are at the moment is a happy place. If you are a sad reflector, then the community or the world around you is sad. Because reflectors are completely open, they can become very deeply wise about others and the world around them. Reflectors take in so much energy and information that it takes them a while to make decisions. And in fact, in order to make a decision, they must wait a whole moon cycle or a whole 28 days. So these are the five energy types. There are strategies for living with these types. The body graph consists of 9 energy centers within all of them, if you saw that on the radio banner. And I'm going to go further into the energy, human design energy system later on in other subsequent shows. We had some great questions, but I want to just open up to you the opportunity and the idea to know that there are many things that are going on with you that may be who you are authentically and may have nothing to do with society's expectations on you. www.susanturnbullbeliefcoaching.com is a place where you can request a free human design chart and request a session from me if you'd like to go and delve more into who you are and your energy type and how to work with that type. Quickly, I do want to mention next week I have a guest. Her name is Amy Hutton. She's from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. She's an inspirational speaker, a best-selling author and facilitator, and the newly appointed teen ambassador for a global campaign to combat dating violence and domestic abuse. Her mission is to have all girls and all women feel and know from the core that they are beautiful, creative, and empowered beings. Now, beliefs absolutely play a part in this. So we're going to have a really exciting show next week. As always, you can email me at stbeliefcoaching@yahoo.com for personal questions. And I really want to, in closing, say to you, people do not remember what you say. People do not remember what you do. But they will always, always remember how you made them feel. So please, share your love with someone today. And thank you for joining me on Breakthrough.
Thank you for listening to Breakthrough with your host, Susan Turnbull. Broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal coaching session with Susan? For more information on Susan's work, please go to www.susanturnbullbeliefscoaching.com.
www.breakthroughwithyourhostsusanturnbull.com.